It's low tide at Petersburg Sandy Beach. Sunny Rice and a group of volunteers walk toward a crab trap. They're on the lookout for an invasive species called the European green crab.
So they were found fairly recently just south of the border with Alaska and British Columbia. And so we're looking to see what we see. Hopefully we don't find a green crab, but it's always more fun if we find something.
Green crab are small but mighty, measuring around 3 or 4 inches wide. They have a dark greenish-brown shell with yellow spots. To check whether the crabs have made it this far north, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game has asked volunteer groups to set up traps all over Southeast.
How many traps do you have?
Six. Six here, and then two of them behind the Fish and Game office where Hammer Slough comes in. We've done one time here, IDing already. Didn't find any green crab, which is good. Didn't find any other crab either, which is not as interesting for these guys.
Rice is with a group of high school students with the Petersburg Indian Association's Natural Resource Management Program. They head to the last trap. Once again, today, there are no green crabs.
Unfortunately, you guys, this is sometimes what monitoring is about. And as we know, we don't really want to find a green crab anyway, but
it would be cool to find one.
Yes.
Getting a group of kids, or anyone, excited about not finding something is a bit of a challenge, says Tammy Davis. She's the Invasive Species Program Coordinator for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
In this case, you're hoping to get zeros across the board, which, you know, as a citizen monitor, it may be somewhat of a deterrent because getting zeros isn't as exhilarating as finding that thing that you're looking for, you know.
But citizen monitors are a vital part of the search for green crab. Green crab could be a serious threat to juvenile salmon, Dungeness crab, and other wildlife vital to Southeast ecosystems and industries. Davis said the big problem is habitat destruction. Green crab like to get into eelgrass beds when they search for clams, mussels, and other invertebrates. When they do, they clip the leaves or uproot the eelgrass entirely. That leaves other animals, like juvenile salmon, without a habitat.
And so that whole food chain gets disrupted when green crab move in, and it's sort of a cascading impact, both destruction to the habitat as well as reducing and altering the food chain.
It's happening on the East Coast, too. In New England, green crab are uprooting eelgrass and eating softshell clams. East Coast shell fisheries have lost an estimated $14 to $18 million annually because of green crab, according to Environmental Protection Agency research. Green crab populations there continue to grow because of rising sea temperatures. As sea temperatures rise here, Davis said, Alaska could face a similar economic and ecological threat as New England.
Aquatic invasive species put those things at risk, either through predation or habitat destruction. So it matters to all of us if invasive species get introduced and then spread.
So what can you do if you see a green crab? Davis says pick it up, take it home, and get a good photo of it, especially the top of the shell. You can call the invasive species hotline or upload the photo online to the department's invasive species reporter. Fish and Game is always looking for volunteer groups to help set traps, too.
Even if you can't commit to, you know, setting traps next time you're out walking on the beach, look down, and if you find a shell that doesn't quite look like a dungy or doesn't look like whatever crab is native in your area, that could be really important. You might be the person that finds the first green crab.
The invasive species hotline is 1-877-INVASIVE, and you can find the invasive species reporter at adfg.alaska.gov. In Petersburg, I'm Katie Anastas.